America Takeover Tour is starting in May. April 20th, we're doing a show, a one-off show at the Sapien Center in Austin, Texas. I don't know if you've ever been to Austin, Texas, but it's a time, it's the right time to come, April 20th. Boston, May 8th, Boston at Laugh Boston, 8 p.m. Boston, go get tickets. There's actually not that many tickets left for Boston. Detroit, May 9th, Detroit House of Comedy. Friday, May 10th, Vogel at Count Basie in Red Bank, New Jersey. May 11th, Empire Comedy Club in Portland, Maine. May 12th, New York Comedy Club in the East Village in New York City. May 14th, Funny Bone in Orlando. Then the 15th of May will be Tampa Funny Bone. The 16th will be the Dania Improv. Dania Beach, of course, I believe 30, 40 minutes from Miami. So if you're out in Miami or that area, come watch a show. May 19th, Funny Bone in Syracuse. All my Canadian fans, if you want to cross the border, I recommend it. Get out of the country for a minute. Come watch a show. If you're in Kingston, Ontario, that's pretty close to you guys. Syracuse on May 19th. May 20th, Helium Comedy Club, 8 p.m. in Philadelphia. May 21st, Helium Comedy Club, Buffalo, New York. And then we're finishing the tour, the first leg of the America Takeover Tour, on May 23rd in Albany, New York, which is kind of close to where you're from, isn't it?
It's like 3 hours.
3 hours?
Yeah.
Where, this is Greg DePaul, everybody.
How's it going?
He's a comedian.
Yep.
He's people are saying that he looks like Justin Trudeau.
I
took
do.
A picture with him on my Instagram, and everybody's saying that he looks like Justin Trudeau. So I don't know if that is true, but if that is, leave a comment. Oh, yeah, we're going to pull it up. Pull up the picture of...
It's good to look like him, right?
I mean, he's not ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, some people don't think he's good looking. There we go.
But they might hate his policy.
Let's check out these comments. Is that Justin Trudeau?
Trudeau.
Go to a gun range. Getting in fighting shape. Little do they know, I went to IHOP last night and then I put a steak in an air fryer when I got home. What's that stuff? That's the Drake concert. San Antonio.
Yeah.
Spurs.
Imagine Trudeau got that lit.
This is when we went to the Drake concert and got front row tickets. It was pretty lit, not going to lie. What did you think about going to see Drake? How did you feel?
Yeah, that was one of the best nights. That was one of the coolest
of your life?
Things. Yeah, it's
or just
nothing.
In general. What's the second coolest after that?
Second coolest night of my life?
Watching Drake on TV.
Yeah, when I rewatched the highlights the next night. And then the next night I showed all my friends the clips and they were like, dude, you're like the coolest guy ever. And I'm like, yeah.
That's amazing.
I know a guy who got
it. It's kind of funny because all my fans are just like, Drake's gay. Like a lot of my white fans are just like, why would you listen to that shit? I'm like, because I love it.
Just go to the floor.
I love everything about it.
Go see him on the floor. You'll change your mind. He's
a
great performer.
I don't think there's any like country music or even like I've been to rock concerts. There's no vibe. There's no like, ooh, what are they going to do next? Like, it's just like, and there's like, oh yeah, another hit. Okay, we'll sing along. But this is like, you have no idea what he's about to do. Like, he's just pulling crazy songs. Like, he's got such a crazy catalog of songs. Or what is it, library of songs?
No, catalog was a good
catalog
word. Yeah.
Fucking incredible. I absolutely love it.
There's a sperm flying
discography
around.
That's what it's called. Discography.
There's so many cool things, like, flying around the concert, too. Just a sperm floating.
Yes. Kendrick Lamar has made a diss track about Drake with Future.
Yeah.
Did you see this? We pulled this up.
Thought it was weird he did it with Future.
Just type in Kendrick Lamar, Drake. It'll be like front page news.
I thought Future and Drake were like boys.
Yeah. But I think what happened is Future and Kendrick, I feel like they stopped making music when they got super, super big and made a lot of money. And they just, like, Future hasn't put out an album in a long time. I'm pretty sure, right?
2022.
Really?
I think so.
Did he?
He put out the one that's got like that track, Massaging Me.
Hmm.
She massaging me.
What about that track with the Drake track where it's there's a Drake track with Future where life is good, you know what I mean? That one? What happened to that? I don't know what the actual diss is. The diss is like some weird line that I don't even think maybe isn't even a diss, but you're not going to find it like this. You got to go back.
No, you found it. Wait, it's right there.
Where?
It's no, go up. Go up. The whole thing that's highlighted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Motherfuck the big three. It's just big me.
N-word.
Bob, what? I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Blank. Prince outlive Mike Blank. Jack.
It's an N-word.
Bum, for all your dogs get... See, that was the diss right there. For all your dogs getting buried.
That's a K with all these nines. He gonna see Pet Cemetery. You know what's ridiculous about this is...
Well, it's funny he's mad about the big three line from that Drake and J. Cole song.
Yeah.
Where he's like, me, K-Dot, and Aubrey, we're the big three. And Kendrick's like, I don't want to be in the big three. Look, he says it's just big me.
Yeah. But the problem is that Kendrick Lamar is 5'1". So he's not... Kendrick Lamar is not cool. I mean, he was cool when he was cool. You know, be humble, all that stuff. And then it's like, okay, and then what'd you do? Nothing.
Sit down. He sat down.
Yeah, he sat down for too long. And now he wants to get back into making music. And it's like, you're going to go after the big guy? Drake? Drizzy?
He did.
I don't know. I don't think that's a good idea.
I like it. It's entertaining.
What is?
Beef.
Yeah.
We'll see. Because last time, Meek Mill was the last person who like dissed Drake big. And Drake kind of ruined his career for 5 years.
Yeah, it would be kind of cool if Drake just ruined Kendrick's career right now. I would laugh. Is there a picture? How tall is Kendrick Lamar? Can we look up how tall he is?
He's like 5'6".
Five five. Wow, bro.
He's big.
He's the same height as Lil Wayne.
His girl's taller than him.
He's not that cool. Like, what? There's nothing really that cool about him. Like, how rich is he, though? Let's see how rich he is. And then we'll look up how rich Drake is. And that'll be how I base my opinion. 75 mil. Oh, Jesus Christ. That's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah,
oh, shit. 250. Yeah. Well, that's like triple.
Fucking bitch.
Drake is triple the wealth of Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar, $75 million
is... bitch.
I feel like if I was Kendrick Lamar, I just wouldn't even rap if I had 75 mil. You know what I mean? It's like, just go invest in some startup.
I think that's what he's doing.
What?
He just drops an album every like 4 or 5 years and meditates for like the rest of the time and just makes bread.
That's pretty
crazy.
Maybe
Drake's working too hard.
That's what everybody's trying to say, though. Like, oh, Drake's working too hard. It's like, bro, he's Jewish. He's got to work. Can't just sit around.